Hi, this is Susie Larson. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of Live the Promise. You know, shows like this are made possible because of your continued support of Faith Radio. To learn more, please check out our website at myfaithradio.com. Welcome to Hour 2. So glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And if you just tuned in, you missed my first hour discussion with Lori Short about finding faith in the dark. She's always got so many great things to say. You might want to go back and catch the podcast on myfaithradio.com. And I want to refer to yesterday's show with Matthew Barnett of the LA Dream Center. I'm still thinking about that conversation. If you missed yesterday's show, I'm telling you what, get back to that website and get the podcast. And just a side note, if it's hard for you to sit at your computer and listen to the podcast, you can always go on iTunes and search Live the Promise with Susie Larson and download every show free every single day. That's an easy way to do it. One quick word before we switch gears to our second hour guest is we've launched the Great Giveaway this week. And if you're new to the Great Giveaway, I got to tell you about it because we're so excited. We do this every year. But this year we've added a few dynamics that just make it, to me, more exciting. But the point is to mobilize as many of you as we can to commit random acts of kindness outside your comfort zone. Just asking God, open your eyes to somebody that has a need in your midst or maybe on the other side of the world that you can meet. So the question is simple. What can you do with $15? Now, some of you don't have $15. Some of you have a lot more than $15. In years past, some of you have done Facebook promotions and different people have matched your money and you've sent $1,000 to a refugee camp. I mean, there's amazing some of the things, the stories that have come back. But this is the new twist. Go to our website, myfaithradio.com. On the Live the Promise page, you'll see the Great Giveaway banner. Click on that. Just tell us I'm in. So you just fill out a simple form. When you send that in, you get a Faith Radio mug filled with some goodies for you, but you'll also get a very beautiful card that can go with your gift. So whether you're delivering a pie to a shut-in or a meal to a neighbor across the street or visiting your local food shelf, you'll have a beautiful card that goes with your gift so people understand on the receiving end what this is all about. Then on December 18th, we're going to dedicate the whole show. It's like I'm sending you on a mini mission trip. You're coming back on the 18th to call in, and you're going to tell us your stories. And I have heard from listeners who have to pull over because they're crying from your stories, and they're so inspired by the multitude of people who've reached out beyond their comfort zone. So very exciting. Don't miss the movement. Check out the Great Giveaway on our website. Well, now we're switching gears. And my guest today, he's the lead singer of Remedy Drive. They got a new album out called Commodity. This is what David Zach writes. He says, let's sing a freedom for the child on the front lines of conflict in Rwanda and Uganda. Let's sing out loud for the girls and boys on the streets of Brazil or the hills of Laos and Cambodia to the red light districts of Bangkok. Let freedom ring. Hear the bells chime like children singing in the springtime. I love that. As I said, some of our conversation might go places where you might not want little kids listening. So just giving you an awareness of that. We're going to play a clip on a piece from Human Trafficking that needs to be heard, but it might be too much for little ears. So let me tell you about my guest, and we'll get him on. David Zach is a founder and lead vocalist of Remedy Drive. The group Remedy Drive has released 9 critically acclaimed albums since forming in 1998. The band has toured with such artists as Mercy Me, David Crowder Band, Family Force 5, and The Digital Age, among others. You can find them on the web at remedydrive.com. David, welcome to the program.
It's an honor to be on with you today.
Yeah, glad to have you, David. We love to start out all of our conversations talking scripture, wondering if there's a verse that God's been speaking about these days or just a life verse that you could share with us.
Honestly, the thing that's given me the most strength lately is the psalm where he says, we might as well just hang up our stringed instruments on the shores of Babylon in the midst of our captivity. And I love the poetry of that, but I also... I'm not going to buy it. I'm not hanging up my string instrument just because things are difficult and because we are in this state of captivity. You know, we have something to think about.
We definitely do. Well, David, give us a little backstory, if you wouldn't mind, on your upbringing and your faith journey.
I grew up in Nebraska, which isn't far from you. I feel like it's similar in a lot of ways to the northern states. I grew up in a pretty conservative, didn't have a TV. We didn't listen to rock music. I found out about Jesus Christ from, like a lot of us do when we're, four or five, and I prayed a prayer that, from my perspective, saved me from hell. I don't know if, I didn't know exactly what it meant, and I have been learning ever since, what it means to follow the King of the universe. And what it means to live for a kingdom that we can't see.
Is there a point, David, in your either teen years, college years, adult years, where some was a tipping point for you, where you went from being, having a knowledge of salvation to being an all-in Christ follower?
Well, I'm still looking for a place where I have this overwhelming passion for Christ. And I know that sounds weird, but I don't know what it feels like to just, because I haven't seen him face to face, and I think I've been expecting that my whole life and waiting for it, and maybe it's something that doesn't happen, but just this, this longing. But I think it's more in this, even honestly, in the last few years where I've really wanted the kingdom to come and wanted, there's always been, I don't know if it's been like this for you, but I've always, well, Lord, maybe you'll wait. I can get married or I can get kids first. And then I'll, there's always been this thing that I have a lot of time where I realize that, man, I don't think I have a lot of time anymore. So there's an urgency lately that hasn't been there.
I felt the urgency too, David. And I love a little history before we play the first song off of your album of Remedy Drive. How'd you guys form and what was your initial vision? Just a bunch of guys get together to play some music, or did you come together with a real sense of direction?
I started out writing songs and playing them with my three brothers in Nebraska. And we always knew music can do things that other things can't. There's something about a melody and putting notes in front of each other that have a way of reminding our hearts of hope. And I wasn't necessarily doing it intentionally, but I knew that there is a power to a melody and a power to a song. Mostly it was just for me to be able to put my doubts and my fears and my excitement and my questions, to have an outlet for it. So that's how it started. And then people started to appreciate it, and people started finding hope and a source of strength in some of the tunes. So it just kind of happened naturally.
How would you describe your kind of music and what, if someone said, I've never heard of Remedy Drive, what kind of music do you play? Where would you put the genre and the style?
It's piano rock, and I think in the piano rock genre, we've carved out a new niche, and that is the counter-trafficking, piano rock, which is fun to have that conversation, which usually happens like on an airplane.
Well, tell me this, how God first got a hold of your heart around the trafficking issue. We address it somewhat regularly because we want to keep it in front of our listeners, but how did God get a hold of your heart in this regard?
I was watching, and you'll hear this in the songs, the origins of it was with, we've been in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Iowa doing events over the past 10 years for Invisible Children, which is a group trying to fight Joseph Kony's Lord's Resistance Army in Uganda. And these guys, they kidnap 6-year-old and 8-year-old boys and give them AK-47s and force them onto the front lines of their conflict. And, he's an insane man. Mm. And I watched a documentary with my daughter in 2012 by Invisible Children, and she was 5, and she said, Dad, why not God protect those boys? And those words haunt me from a 5-year-old. So we're both crying. It was a mistake to watch that documentary with my daughter. It was very visceral. It was very real and very So I tweeted that, and this girl named Taylor, I've never met Taylor, she tweeted back and says, I feel like asking God, why don't you do something about these injustices? You're able to. You want to. Why don't you do anything? But I fear his response will be the same question right back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, I looked at my 5-year-olds, and I look at them, my children, and I know that someday they will know what was going on in 2014. And they will ask me when they're 20, when they're 25, hey, Dad, you know, we had resources. You had a platform. You had a sphere of influence. Did you do something when you could?
Yeah.
And it's a weird thing to have drive me, but it really does drive me.
Yeah. My friend Sarah Groves says the very same thing. And that there is, that we do have an answer, need to give an answer, an account, and it is happening on our watch. And so, okay, we're, do we need to take a break, or can we play? Let's play a portion of Commodity, but just set it up for us, and then we'll play a portion of it before we go to break.
Commodity is the title track. It's the beginning point. You'll hear hopefully a defiance. You know, you can't own me. You can't enslave me. You can't put a gun in my hand. You can't put my sons on the front lines. You can't put our daughters in red light districts. That sort of idea, it's hopeful and it's defiant.
Putting a flag in the ground, really speaking to the issue of both child soldiers, which we've addressed before, and human trafficking. Let's hear a portion of the song Commodity by Remedy Drive.
Don't need a Band-Aid from a bullet hole. Don't need a brand name pharmaceutical. Oh, lend me a hand, stay with me in the cold. Oh, show me the plan, the way back to the beautiful. Don't need an AK or an A-bomb. I need you with me here now. Need you to stay long. All I've got's a melody. All I've got is air song. I can make it if you keep telling me to stand strong. I'm a
talking to David Zack today, lead singer of the group Remedy Drive. Title song here is Commodity. We're talking about issues of human trafficking, children soldiers, and so things like that. If you've got kids listening, you might want to get them busy doing other things. We've got a few copies of the album to give away. 877-933-2484. If you've got a question for David today, 877-933-2484. Don't go away. More with David Zack in just a moment. Shadows and reflections.
Just do a little research on what you're buying and where you're buying it. And I have to say that it really does make a difference. The Not For Sale campaign has, if you go to their website, they have a link that you can click on, free to work. And you can download an app. You can go to the store. This is just an easy way that you could be a part of this. You use the app. You take a picture of the barcode, and it will tell you how that particular brand is doing on the forced labor end of things.
Wow.
And just by people, I mean, not even writing the letters. I mean, if you would write a letter, you know, fantastic. But if people just... that it really speaks when people stop buying.
Yeah. Because sometimes we get a really good price on the backs of slaves, don't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Lord, forgive us. Mm-hmm. And so the Not For Sale website would help us download that app. That's brilliant. Okay, so we've talked, tell others, invest in change, consume wisely. The fourth one is watch.
Yeah, just keep an eye out.
Just that's a little bit from Jenny Almquist. We had her on from Fierce Freedom talking about ways that you can join the resistance army as a Christ follower and say, hey, not on my watch today. Talking to David Zach, he's the lead singer of Remedy Drive, and we're playing some songs from his album, Commodity. And you actually went to, where did you go, Southeast Asia, to when you first were made aware of the plight of human trafficking. David, talk about your trip and what God did in you when you were there.
Well, I went twice so far to Southeast Asia. I don't specify specifically what countries we're in, but I went with a group called the Exodus Road. And the Exodus Road is a group of operatives and a coalition that specifically fights trafficking in the red light districts of a lot of the bigger cities in the region. Matt Parker from the Exodus Road came to me, and this moment of convergence, as it happens, he had no idea I was writing a record to fight trafficking, writing about selling their daughters in the red light districts. And he said, hey, we need someone to talk about it. And for me, I've been burned out a little bit on the idea of, artists going and getting their picture taken with someone with with kids on the other side of the world and then coming back and profiting off of it. It's such a normal thing in our industry for Christian artists to make a lot of money by getting kids sponsored and stuff. And it just, I don't know, for some reason I wasn't comfortable with it. I said, Matt, I don't want to take any money from the Exodus Road. I don't want to just talk about it. I don't think it's going to ring true unless you train me and teach me to do what you're doing and take me over there. So I bought a plane ticket. I went over in February and I pretended to be a client, somebody interested in buying a 13-year-old girl to spend an hour with her in the red light district. And, you go into these places, the neon streets. It feels like Las Vegas a lot of times. It feels like Bourbon Street in New Orleans, and yet everybody's for sale. Mm. And the clubs sometimes are fancy, and there's a lot of lights, and there's always loud music, and sometimes they're playing songs like What Does the Fox Say, which ruins the song for when I get back home with my kids. Mm. And then there's a girl there, she's wearing the equivalent of like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader outfit that's on stage, and then she's sitting next to you and having a drink with you, and you're trying to pretend to be interested in buying her, yet at the same time we're getting covert footage and we're getting evidence that this is truly someone that's underage, that shouldn't be there, that's there against their will, so that we can use that footage to take down the organization that's trafficking her. And I thought I was strong, but I wasn't. It broke me.
Mm. Well, talk more about that, David. What was going on in your heart? I mean, I can only imagine the rage, the anger, the fear. I mean, the sickness. I mean, what all went on inside of you as you're putting yourself in that position?
I mean, I thought I was prepared. I watched that documentary I told you about, and I'd been studying this and reading about it for 2 years, writing lyric about it. But there's just something about sitting there with another person, and sometimes she's holding your hand, sometimes she's not, sometimes it's just video surveillance, and you're sometimes we're spying on these guys that are putting these boys in the back of motorcycles and taking them around the city. Every emotion, every strong emotion that I've ever had, I'm having at the same time the most I've ever had it. So I'm more afraid than I've ever been, because there's a Russian mobster sitting there smoking a cigarette at the entrance to the club. And I'm more angry, and I'm confused at how this can happen. And I'm wondering where God is in the midst of all this. And I'm, every emotion I had at the same time is kind of swirling together into this it's just a whirlwind.
Mm. Wow. Well, I would love for you to set up the song Throne from your album Commodity. Tell us about that song and just some of the themes, how this experience has impacted some of your writing here.
So I didn't know how it was going to work out that I'd write 12 songs that all have to do with counter trafficking and centered on the theme of freedom. But, seeing what I saw and being in a situation like that, in the verse I quoted at the beginning of this interview, here we are. We are all imprisoned, if any of us are imprisoned. We are all captured. This is not the intention. There is a force of darkness, a force of evil that oppresses this planet. And there's so much reason, especially when I was over there, to just despair and give up and to say, I have no reason to sing anymore. I have no reason to write. We're not slowing down the forces of evil. We're not keeping it at bay. We're not even tearing a corner off the darkness. But instead of doing that, I'm not going to stop singing. I'm not going to stop playing piano. We're not going to hang up our string instruments on the weeping willow trees on the shores of Babylon, because we know with confidence that the King is still on the throne in the midst of all this.
Indeed. Okay, here's the song Throne by Remedy Drive.
Come back to the safety where you belong. You prisoners of hope, return to your strongholds. The King is still on the throne. And exiles overload, attracted by the beauty of a distant realm, where the King is still on the throne. For the King is still on the throne. Oh, hasten the day, wake in the dawn, strengthened by the praises of redemption song. The King is still on the throne.
Song. Whatever you're going through today, remember that the King is still on the throne. That's a song from Remedy Drive. Powerful song titled Throne. Got a few copies to give away. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got a question, you want to chime into the conversation, now's the time. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Talking to David Zachary, we'll play some more songs and talk more about his work to stop and end human trafficking. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The glow.
Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Talking to David Zach. He's lead singer of Remedy Drive. Got a few copies of his album, Commodity, to give away. We're also talking about a passion of his is to end human trafficking. And if you listen often enough, you know that's my passion, too. 877-933-2484. If you want to call in, ask a question, chime into the conversation. We'd sure love to hear from you. Steve's calling in from South Dakota. Steve, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks, Susie, for having me. And appreciate all the beautiful things you do on the air.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Real encouragement.
Thank you so much.
I just wanted to tell Remedy Drive that takes a lot of nerve to go out and do what he has done. Mm-hmm. I listened to his testimony about the thing he went to check out with his trafficking. And being I was in the military for a long time, I saw a lot of that kind of stuff, you know, just different places in the world. And it gets very spiritually discouraging. And I haven't found any answers to it, but I'm thankful that he is pursuing it and has an understanding of it. And we can only hope and pray that we can find a solution to stop some of that stuff.
Indeed. So. Steve, thanks for your call. You're going to get a copy of Remedy Drive's album. And David, did you want to say anything to Steve?
Hey, thanks, Steve. Thanks for sharing that. It does seem like there's no answer. And I don't have an answer, but I know that it should stop us from fighting and singing and making it loud.
Indeed. And Steve, check out International Justice Mission. That's who we've partnered with for a number of years, and there's several other organizations like that. And one thing I've said over and over again on this show, if every single Christian could intercede every single day, simply praying something to the effect of God in heaven, put a firewall between the wicked and the weak, put a firewall between the wicked and the vulnerable, confuse the enemy plans, and protect the poorest of the poor and the vulnerable. If we intercede for those who have no voice, imagine what would happen. I'm telling you, if we could just consider those who don't have the kind of protection that we have, and we can put them at the top of our prayer list, what a difference that would make. Tell me, David, how you got a hold or got connected first with the Exodus Road. How did you first make that connection?
I don't know. That's the crazy thing. They just called me out of the blue.
Oh, wow.
They had no idea that I was writing this lyric.
Oh, my goodness.
And Matt came to Nashville. They're not a big, you know, we're an indie band now. We don't have a big record label back. They're similar, you know. They're a smaller version of, like you mentioned, IJM, International Justice Mission. They don't have any, celebrity spokespersons or anything like that. They're just out there scrambling, trying to get the work done and then trying to fund it at the same time. So it was just this awesome moment of convergence.
Wow. Did you deal with any kind of culture shock once you came back home to the States?
So I come back and a week goes by, and then, you know, I find myself one night just being so frustrated that my garage door wasn't working.
Isn't that how it goes?
And I watched 12 Years a Slave that night just to kind of remind me of the state of things. And it's hard not to get frustrated with all of us because we're so content. Everything's positive. Everything's encouraging. Everything's safe for us and ours. And it's hard not to get disillusioned by that.
Yeah. And the something I've learned in just my journey here is that God gives us grace, each of us, to carry a measure of his burden, a portion of his burden. And I know when I take on more than he's giving me grace for, there goes my perspective, there goes my attitude. And I have to stay under that umbrella of grace, but in that place going, God, expand my capacity for you and the things that break your heart. He girds us up somehow, but you see at times when people maybe get ahead and take on more than he's assigning, and they get eaten up by it, because this is a fierce battle, and we have a wicked enemy. Have you found that to be true, that you've got to find your grace space to be entering into the sufferings that aren't your own?
Yeah, it's when you're there, you want to, everybody you meet, everybody you see, you want to fix, and you don't. It's hard for me not to feel terrible when I spend, you know, $7 on a meal in Southeast Asia, and you see these kids, you'll see a mom with two kids, an infant and a 2-year-old on a motorcycle driving down the street. And I don't know, it's just the poverty and then the prostitution and then the trafficking, all those issues combined. I had nowhere to put that stuff. And I don't see anybody. I see a guy from time to time just to talk. But for me, I was touring so heavy when I got back both times. that I just unloaded on people, and I found people that I could trust to talk about it. And anytime I meet someone that's been to some of the countries I've visited or has been part of this on the front lines, there's just a real healing that happens to just talk and yeah. hear what they're going through.
You definitely need a community of support because, again, it's such a significant battle. Well, okay, let's move on to the song Under the Starlight. Can you tell us about that song?
There was one particular night in Southeast Asia, one of the major cities, and there's this one area that has miles and miles of brothels. And I'm there, I'm with the guys, and one of the operatives came home that night, and I had, you know, the compromise that happens, the sort of things you see that you shouldn't see and hear that you shouldn't hear, and all of this has happened, and it's happening, and it's so real, and it's smoky, and the air feels heavy. Like, it feels heavy. Like, I don't know how to describe it. There's just this heaviness to the whole region. And it seems like, man, what if we would have rescued 100 girls tonight? We wouldn't have even put a dent in it. We wouldn't have even done anything. It would have been nothing. It would have been totally worthless in the scheme of things. This resistance of ours is completely insignificant. And we're on our own. That's how I felt. And, you know, I'm reminded of the psalmist that says, when I look up at the works of your fingertips, the stars, I feel so small. Who am I that you're mindful of me? And I said, God, where are you? Where are you? Why don't you come back now? Why don't you fix this? Jesus, where are you? And that's where the song came out of.
Okay, let's hear it. Under the Starlight.
It feels like the fight isn't making any difference. I can see the lights floating out in the distance. I can hear the bright lights over all the dissonance. Remember when the righteous rose from indifference, shattered by the grandeur of you, insignificant. Caught a glimpse of glory, got me feeling discontent. Have I lost the purpose? Made to be magnificent. I'll scale these walls and I know you'll help me if I can.
Under the Starlight by Remedy Drive. I've got David Zach joining us today, just talking about how God has captured his heart for the human trafficking victim, the issue of human trafficking, and it's really marked every song on this album, Commodity. And I don't want to run out of time here, and so I want to know if you could give us a little bit of background on the song King of Kings before we take our final break.
King of Kings. So the song we just played, Under the Starlight, I felt bad because in the bridge I say, Jesus, where are you? They're far too young. Jesus, where are you? Your kingdom come. And I told this to David and Leslie from the band All Sons and Daughters when they came and sang with me on this song. I said, I kind of felt bad, and I felt like I owe the Lord a worship song on this one, on this album. Mm-hmm. So King of Kings is, you know, trying to keep the perspective with the weight of what the questions I have and the doubts that I have and you know, it's just this beautiful song that says that tries to give honor and glory to my Savior in the midst of all my questions and doubts.
Wow. All right, let's hear it.
You set apart at such a high, clothed in radiant light. Angels sing before your throne,
to make your glory known. King of kings above the skies, you ride the winds of wind, the stars display your fingerprints. King of kings from days of old, the heavens are your own. Upon your throne, you're holy, holy, Lord. God Almighty, you're holy, holy, Lord. God Almighty, you're real, you're infinite.
Talking to David Zack of Remedy Drive. His album is Commodity. We're also talking about the issue of human trafficking. When we come back, we're going to hear a short clip from our friend Jim Martin of International Justice Mission. Have David comment on that and try to grab a couple more songs off the album. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Talking to David Zack, lead singer of Remedy Drive, about his album Commodity and also about his heart for human traffic victims and wanting to do what he can to stand in the gap. A trip to Southeast Asia really rocked his world, changed his life. He's made other trips since then, and he tends to go back again and again. He's gone covert, undercover, basically to expose this plight of these dear, precious souls who are trafficked like they're property, and it's got to stop. And so we each can do our part, whether we're standing in the gap and praying our guts out or supporting a ministry that's saying, I'll go, just help me, fund me, I'll go. And David, we're going to play a clip from Jim Martin of International Justice Mission. We've had them on a few times, and I'd just love for you to comment on it. He's talking about kind of the surprising angle in this whole justice movement. Let's listen in.
The key thing to remember is that when we do the work of justice, it's not us going out to a place where God cannot be found. It's actually God calling us into a place where he's already deeply at work. So when we arrive there, what we see is God at work with a kind of power and presence that is really hard to find anywhere else. So this was the great discovery. If you want to experience God in a deep way, if you want to understand just how powerfully miraculous God is, then the work of justice turns out to be some of the most fertile ground for that discovery that you can find in today's world.
Isn't that amazing? What do you say, David?
For me, I'm still at the place where it takes faith to believe he's there, because it seems like, man, where is he? But yeah, I know that that is what he's doing. I know it for sure that it is justice that he's after. So in the places where justice is happening, it's happening because the King of the Universe is involved in it.
Mm. And he grabbed your heart. I mean, that was his idea, to grab your heart, you know, and to use your voice and use your platform. And that's a beautiful thing. Well, we don't have a ton of time left, but I want to make sure we cover a couple more songs. Tell us about the song Take Cover.
So this one is, it was maybe too romantic. I felt like, child, come away, come and take cover by my side. And the prelude to it is called June. And June was a 13-year-old girl that I sat with in February. And she was being sold to me for $60. And so I sing it to June every night that I sing it on stage. June was rescued by the Exodus Road in September, an amazing, an amazing rave that they found her. They took down the brothel. So one other thing about Take Cover is my mom, my first time going over there to go undercover, you know, she's worried about what my eyes are seeing. And she said to me, she said, Anna, my wife, she said, your wife's virtue will be your shield as you're over there. And so that finds its way into the lyric as well.
That is an amazing thought. Wow, you have an amazing mom. Let's hear this.
Sure.
Take Cover.
Come home, child. Wind blown by trial. Rest your head.
David Zack from Remedy Drive. His album is Commodity, and every song is really meant to give voice to those who are voiceless, especially the human traffic victims and child soldiers. And David, we just have a little bit of time left, wondering if you could set up the song Cool of the Day for us.
This one is a special one, asking a question. Before there was slavery, before there was a fall, before the prince of the power of the air controlled this planet, what was it like? And in that question, maybe imagining again when we will, in the cool of the day, walk together with the king of the universe in the garden.
Mm. Love it. Let's hear it.
What was it like before the fight? What was it like before the daybreak turned into night? What was it like before the darkness hid the light? Before the wrong seemed right? What was it like before the ruins? What was it like before these arguments and open wounds? What was it like before this paradise was drowned in sand dunes? In the cool of the day, in the
day. David, appreciate the time and appreciate your passion and even your honesty as you wrestle through these hard, hard issues that you're willing to put yourself on the line. As we wrap up, David, would you pray for an awakening in the church that we would all take our place on the wall and say, not on our watch? Would you just pray for that awakening to happen in us?
Hmm. Lord, we all have questions. We all feel inadequate to be involved. We're confused on how we can get involved in this fight. But you say that your kingdom is a place for the poor and the oppressed and the deserved and the marginalized are found. Mm. I pray for anybody that's wondering, how can I get involved? I pray that you show them. I pray that you tug on our heartstrings to the point where we can't ignore it any longer, where we start taking our place on the walls of your kingdom to chase after justice for the oppressed and the downtrodden, to restore dignity to the oppressed, to take the cause of the captive and the prisoner. I pray that we would raise our voices to whatever extent we can. I pray that we would rise up within our spheres of influence to be part of a change, and that history would remember this day and age as a day when those that follow Jesus from Nazareth were known by their love, putting their lives on the line for other human beings. I pray these things in the name of my Savior and my King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm.
God bless you, dear David. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Be blessed.
Listen when a soul is set free. You can hear the angels sing. Oh, heaven rings. When a soul is set free. When a soul is set free. From the sea of glass comes a glorious sound. Day, angels sing it.
darkness to bay. Breaks down the walls.
Don't stop singing. Don't stop praying. Stand in the gap. Have hope. Engage your faith. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. You can find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. Hey, while you're there, join us for the great giveaway. Get on the Live the Promise page, fill out that little form, and say, count me in. We are excited. We're going to mobilize an army, all right? Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise, as I said, and we'll meet you back here tomorrow.